Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 37 Seconds Dying, Revealed Heaven's Help by Stephanie Arnold, written with Sari Padour, is a memoir that combines medical crisis narrative with spiritual reflection. The book centers on Arnold's pregnancy with her second child and her persistent premonitions that she would die during delivery. Despite trying to alert both family and clinicians, she felt largely dismissed until the birth, when she suffered an amniotic fluid embolism, a rare obstetric emergency that can be fatal. Arnold reports that she went into cardiac arrest and was clinically dead for 37 seconds, followed by resuscitation and a difficult recovery. As memories returned, she interpreted parts of what happened as an out-of-body perspective and as evidence of loving spiritual assistance. The purpose is twofold: to recount an extraordinary survival story anchored in a real medical event, and to invite serious consideration of intuition, consciousness, and what might exist beyond physical death, without presenting the experience as mere spectacle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, premonition and the problem of being believed. A central thread of the memoir is Arnold's insistence that she somehow knew she would die in childbirth. The book treats this not as a simple spooky hook, but as a lived dilemma. What do you do with a warning that feels unmistakably real when the people around you cannot validate it? Arnold describes taking practical steps to communicate her fears to clinicians and loved ones, and the emotional isolation that can follow when intuitive knowledge is dismissed as anxiety. This theme resonates beyond the specifics of her case, because it touches on how modern families and medical systems handle uncertainty, especially when a patient does not have conventional evidence. The narrative also highlights that even when a warning is not accepted as literal, it can still be treated as meaningful information about risk perception and patient distress. By making the premonitions integral to the plot, the book asks readers to weigh two possibilities at once: that intuition can be protective, and that skepticism is a common social default. The tension between inner certainty and external doubt becomes part of the memoir's psychological realism and its appeal to both believers and cautious readers. Secondly, amniotic fluid embolism as real-world medical drama. The story is anchored in a specific obstetric emergency: amniotic fluid embolism. Often described as rare and frequently catastrophic, rather than treating the medical event as background, the memoir uses it to ground the narrative in physical stakes childbirth that turns abruptly into resuscitation and intensive care. This medical realism matters for two reasons. First, it gives readers a concrete explanation for how a healthy pregnancy can shift into a life-threatening crisis, reinforcing that the experience was not merely emotional, but clinically serious. Second, the medical details create a framework for understanding timing and aftermath: sudden collapse, the scramble of a delivery team, and the long recovery that follows survival from a near-fatal event. The book also naturally raises issues of preparedness and contingency in maternity care, including how teams plan for low-probability emergencies and how a single decision can affect outcomes. While the memoir is not a medical textbook, it uses the crisis to show the fragility of birth narratives that assume everything will go according to plan. For many readers, this is the entry point that makes the later spiritual material feel connected to an identifiable medical reality. Thirdly, 37 seconds and the near-death experience lens. Arnold reports that she was clinically dead for 37 seconds, a brief interval that nonetheless becomes the book's defining symbolic measure. The memoir explores what she remembers from that period and from the surrounding moments, including an out-of-body perspective and encounters she understands as spiritual. The narrative focus is less on proving a theory and more on documenting what the experience felt like and how it reframed her assumptions about consciousness. Readers are invited to consider classic near-death experience questions through a personal case: whether awareness can persist when the body is unresponsive, how memory of such events can return over time, and how perception during crisis may differ from ordinary waking perception. The book also emphasizes the interpretive dimension, showing how Arnold tries to make sense of what happened without reducing it to either hallucination or unquestionable doctrine. That balance helps the memoir function as both testimony and reflection. The short duration, contrasted with the depth of the reported experience, becomes a narrative device that underscores the book's larger claim that even moments on the edge of life can permanently alter how a person understands identity, fear, and the meaning of survival. Fourthly, heavenly help, spiritual support, and lived faith, a key promise of the book reflected in its subtitle, is the idea that humans are not alone and may be surrounded by loving help. Arnold describes her experience in terms that align with spiritual support, including the presence of other spirits and an impression of benevolent assistance. The memoir approaches this as a discovery that changes daily life, not only as an extraordinary event during a medical crisis. One of the book's enduring themes is comfort: if love and support exist beyond the visible world, then fear of death and separation can soften, even if grief and uncertainty remain. But at the same time, the narrative keeps the focus on personal meaning rather than universal dogma, presenting her interpretation as the way she understands what she encountered. This makes the book accessible to readers who are curious but not committed to a specific theological framework. The spiritual dimension also functions as a bridge between the hospital scenes and the long recovery, giving Arnold a language for gratitude, purpose, and resilience. By centering loving help rather than spectacle, the memoir positions its spirituality as relational and practical, something that influences how one lives, parents, and faces vulnerability. Lastly, recovery, transformation, and patient advocacy, survival is not presented as a clean ending. The memoir emphasizes that after a dramatic resuscitation comes a difficult, extended recovery, and with it, the psychological task of integrating a life-changing event. Arnold depicts how remembering and processing her experience unfolded over time, suggesting that meaning-making can be gradual rather than instant. This post-crisis arc supports one of the book's most actionable themes, the importance of speaking up, being heard, and treating patient concerns with seriousness even when they do not fit standard expectations. The story functions as a patient advocacy narrative by illustrating what it feels like to have urgent fears minimized and how that dismissal can compound vulnerability. It also highlights the value of contingency planning in clinical environments and the role of attentive individuals within a care team. On a personal level, the memoir frames transformation as both spiritual and practical, a recalibration of priorities, deeper attentiveness to intuition, and a changed relationship to mortality. By showing the aftermath as lived reality rather than a quick inspirational wrap-up, the book gives readers a more credible portrait of how trauma, survival, and faith can coexist and reshape a family's understanding of safety and purpose. In conclusion, 37 Seconds Dying Revealed Heaven's Help stands out in the near-death experience and inspirational memoir space because it is anchored in a specific, documented type of childbirth emergency, while also giving substantial room to the author's interpretation of spiritual encounter. Readers who will benefit most include those interested in near-death narratives, spirituality and the afterlife, and medical crisis memoirs, as well as parents and expecting families who want a candid reminder that birth can involve unpredictable risk. Skeptical readers may still find value because the book does not rely solely on sensational claims. It frames the experience through a combination of clinical event, personal memory, and the long process of recovery and reflection. The practical benefits are clear. It encourages listening to inner warning signals, advocating for oneself in medical settings, and respecting a patient's felt experience even when it cannot be quantified. Intellectually, it offers a case study in how people interpret consciousness and meaning at the edge of death, compared with titles that focus mainly on theological certainty or purely medical survival. Arnold's memoir blends both a harrowing hospital reality and a reflective spiritual aftermath, making it a compelling bridge between medical drama and enduring questions about what, if anything, continues beyond the body. If you would like to support Stephanie Arnold, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.